Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 14th, and the whole week ahead. Venus's link to Libra for you is lovely. In fact, epic. It's epic for a number of reasons, because it means that you can get on with anyone who crosses your path. And over the next few weeks, if you haven't thought of holding a bit of a do, a party, anything to bring people together, then think about it now. It could do you so much good. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury's opposition to Uranus is ingenious. And that is the important thing. You have ingenuity around your stars. How are you going to use it? Well, tap your talents. If you have thoughts or you have ideas, then go for it. But it will mean that you need to refine those thoughts and ideas through further education, by mixing with people who are themselves ingenious. You've got a lot going for you. And here's your Monday stars. Your ruling planet, the Sun, links to Saturn, and all is good. Yesterday I talked about using your mind, because you are very, very clever. And the more you can use that ingenuity and originality you have, the better. Think about taking an idea and turning it into a business or a career, because it's something that's born of your creative talents that can make you as rich as Croesus. And here's your Tuesday stars. As Mercury moves into your fourth house, there's going to be a lot of mobility and change occurring in your home and family affairs. So, for instance, Mercury is a prime example of people coming to stay or you going to visit someone else. But there has to be a link either with your past or with your kith and kin. And that's what Mercury is offering you now. Changes linking you to loved ones or someone that's gone. Here's your Wednesday stars. How lovely. Mercury and Jupiter in your fourth house. There is a sign for celebration of some kind. Could be a housewarming. It could be a christening. It could be the birth of a baby. I mean, it could be anything. But the prime thing here is it's either happening in your home or it's happening in your family. But Mercury and Jupiter sends out invitations for everyone to come together and celebrate. Here's your Thursday stars. With the Sun opposing Uranus and it's all linked to a new moon, there's a lot of changes around now, and it could even be you that needs excitement. It could even be you that's bored, sick of your current life and the ruts and routines you're in. The only advice I can give you now is do not be impatient for change. It's going to come and it's going to happen, but have it all mapped out so you know which route you're taking to the future. Here's your Friday stars. Well, there's a new moon in Libra and it happened yesterday. So for the next fortnight, there's new things and new beginnings happening in areas of your own mentality. So the way you think, the way you approach people, but it's perfect for you to bring people together and network with them. And a touch of self-publicity wouldn't do any harm either. So long as you're humble and so long as you're cute and clever, this can be an exceptional 2 weeks to get your thoughts out there.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.